Hi, welcome to Interviewing with Old People. Today we are going to talk about the Civil Rights Movement. One of the main people who led the Civil Rights Movement was Martin Luther King Jr. One of the major points of the movement was to gain equal rights for the African Americans. Today we are interviewing Dave Anderson, a 77-year-old man who lived in the 1960s.
Thank you, Dave, for your time and letting us interview you. Thank you for listening to Interviews with Old People.
What do you think of the Civil Rights Movement?
I think it was a long time in coming. We needed it, but it was not accepted very well down in the South, and I believe they really actually held back the Civil Rights Movement, because up North, they wanted it, but of course being a little reluctant to do it.
So a quick follow-up question. Were you or your family accepting of the Civil Rights Movement when it did, you know, happen?
My mother and dad, they were not. They were still, actually, they really had a preconceived idea about black people, and they did not. They treated them well, but they looked down on them. So you could see that this was going to have to go through years of accepting people to be of equal.
I forgot the question.
What do you think of the Civil Rights Movement?
Well, having grown up in Colorado, we didn't, the only thing we heard is on the TV, and we didn't, in my opinion, we didn't really have a problem here in Colorado that much, so, good.
So, what do you remember from the Civil Rights Movement?
Well, I guess really that we have, of course, we're listening to a lot of it on TV, but it was the Black Panthers, and that was a pretty scary thing, especially when they were trying to stop the civil rights, and they were, well, they didn't really accept it themselves, so we weren't sure. Did they want to be equal? Did they want more rights? They acted like they did, but yet it was quite a fight to get the rights out there and accepted by everybody.
So you mentioned the Black Panthers. What were you and your family's opinions on the Black Panthers? Did you think they spread a good or a bad message?
Oh, definitely a bad message. And they were very organized, and they were going against the whites, and of course that in itself would cause trouble. But what do you remember about, Davey? Because they were in Washington and marching and fighting about it.
Yeah.
So we were wondering if they were ever going to accept it.
Yeah, I remember watching on TV a few riots that they had started. And but as far as that goes, they were a militant organization, and their hatred of whites almost surpassed the whites' hatreds of blacks. So they didn't benefit anything that I could see.
So did either of you go to school with any black people?
Did you have black people in your school? Yeah, Mexicans. Huh?
Mexicans.
Yeah. But I don't know, we didn't have white blacks.
No.
And it was easier to say that you were for the civil rights movement, especially when you weren't really in schools with them. You really didn't see them much. We didn't have a lot of them around in our community. But then I think we have, the one thing I remember about it though is my dad was very prejudiced, and accepting to a point blacks. Now, we were to have our house painted. He had black people to paint the house, and it was something else. The way he talked down to black, and it was embarrassing, and we couldn't imagine talking to anybody like my dad talked to blacks, and I'm sure they must have felt like. Well, he tried to make him feel inclusive, but he was not. He didn't care. He didn't think they were ever equal to him.
All right. So, did you have any kind of experiences with segregation? I remember you used to tell me the story of when you were in Texas with your aunt.
Yeah, when we would go to Texas every year to visit relatives. That's where my mom and dad were from, and all of their relatives lived in Texas. So when we would go, there was a Cress's store, kind of like Woolworth, and we went in, and my mom and dad and aunt and uncle were shopping, and my cousin and brother and I were looking around, and I walked over to the water fountain, and one said white and one said colored. So I reached down to turn on the colored water because I wanted to see what color it was. And my aunt yelled at me, "Get away from that. That's not for you."
So how do you guys think the civil rights movement should have gone, or did it go exactly the way that it should have?
I think it went the only way that it could. They were against such resistance in the South that they had to do all they could, and I think they did it right.
And I think they actually needed the civil rights movement to change people's minds. That could not have gone on because people would not accept those old-fashioned ideas for so many years, but it did take a lot of the South years to accept it.
A generation.
Oh, probably a whole generation. Yeah. So until they died off, there couldn't be a complete acceptance of blacks equal to whites.
And so you say that, and I 100% agree, because even nowadays, people are still like very racist and things like that, even the oncoming generation. So do you guys think that there's a possibility of that ever completely dying out, or do you think there's always going to be people who have prejudices?
I think it has died out. As far as I can see, I don't see any racism going on.
So what kind of opinions or experiences or anything like that do you have with the KKK?
I don't have any personal experiences, but I remember my dad and uncles talking about how when they moved here from Texas to Colorado, they would go down to the stockyards where the Ku Klux Klan pretty much ran everything down there. And they would help them get jobs because they were from the South. They weren't members, but they were from the South, so they would help them find jobs.
So do you think the Ku Klux Klan did more positive or more negative things for the, you know, world at that time?
Well, I think they probably did more negative things, but like I said, it was at one time it was really big here in Denver, Colorado, and but I don't remember hearing any negative things. but I'm sure they did.
What they did was, they down in the South, they would kill the blacks and hang them from trees. That's what they did. Because they did not want them to be equal to them.
Well, I think a lot of that was Northern hearsay.
No.
I think the blacks were hanging themselves to make the Ku Klux Klan look bad.
So, following up, I've heard that the KKK did actually a lot of good things for the people who were supportive of them. Mm-hmm. Like, they would help get people jobs, they would help with things like that, with houses and things that would benefit the people who were, like, in the group.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, it's like any organization. If you belong to it, they would support you. And like I said, I don't remember anything happening. I'm not saying it didn't, but I think all in all, they were pretty good guys.
All right, thank you.